evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with a Colgate Shave Cream sports newsreel.
Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern is always rare. Study Bill's advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
The 529th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream sports newsreel, transcribed and featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legends, some hearsay, but also interesting that we like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest tonight is the former heavyweight champion of the world, Joe Louis, who will recite the famous Christmas poem, The Night Before Christmas. But before you meet Joe Louis speaking in person, here is Real One. Portrait of Christmas. Once again, it's Christmas time, and that's why tonight we'd like to tell you a Christmas story. A Christmas story that begins in Austria. For in Austria, two men named Franz Gruber and Joseph Mohr were great friends. These men, Franz Gruber and Joseph Mohr, loved all kinds of sports, but they loved liberty more. And because they did, they were an inspiration to a young boy named Charles Follen. Charles Follen, who lived in nearby Germany. In fact, these two men and their great love of liberty were such an inspiration to young Charles Follen that when he grew up, because he hated German persecution, he decided to leave Germany. Charles Follen did leave Germany. He came to America seeking freedom, and here in America, he became a professor of German at Harvard University. However, Charles Follen didn't get along very well at Harvard. In fact, his associates at Harvard thought that Charles Follen was a radical. And because of that, he was about to be expelled as a professor at Harvard when one day his young child came to him and said,
Daddy, Christmas is almost here. Do you think we can have a Christmas party?
Charles Follen thought for a moment. Then he agreed to give that Christmas party. And he also decided to invite all his associates at Harvard to his Christmas party. He did give that Christmas party in his home, and just as the party reached its height, suddenly, dramatically, Charles Follen threw open the dining room doors as he said to the assembled guests,
Gentlemen, I have a surprise for you. Look what's in the dining room.
Immediately, all eyes turned toward the dining room, and as they did, the guests gasped at the surprise they saw in that dining room. For what they saw that day in that dining room, they had never seen before. And also, what the guests saw in that dining room saved Charles Follen's job as a professor at Harvard. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the story of Charles Follen. But maybe you'd like to know what that surprise was that Charles Follen introduced to save his job at Harvard University. Charles Follen saved his job at that Christmas party by showing that he was not a radical, but a man of goodwill. For it was at that Christmas party that he introduced the first Christmas tree ever seen in America. Strange that Charles Follen should have introduced the first Christmas tree ever seen in America. For do you remember I told you in the beginning of the story that two men, Franz Gruber and Joseph Mohr, inspired Charles Follen to come to America? Well, these two men are also famous at Christmas time. For it was these two men, Franz Gruber and Joseph Mohr, who wrote the beloved Christmas hymn, Silent Night. I'll be back in just a moment with Joe Louis, the heavyweight champion of the world, reciting The Night Before Christmas. But first, Reel 2. Here's how to take the headache out of shaving. Here's how to get smooth, comfortable, long-lasting shaves, regardless of how tough your beard or how tender your skin. Just try Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Try it on this swell proposition. There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Yes, $1 says it solves your shaving problems, and here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
Believe me, that light, fine-textured Colgate Brushless softens up the toughest whiskers and fast makes your shave smooth, clean, and easy, even in cold or hard water. And your face feels really comfortable afterward. But see for yourself. Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Use it a week. And if you don't agree it's the ideal shave, then just mail me back the carton top and Colgate will send you $1. Address, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Is it a deal? There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. And ladies, remember, Colgate Shaving Cream is a wonderful Christmas gift for any man. Reel three, Colgate's camera close-up of Joe Louis. Here is Joe Louis, the retired undefeated heavyweight champion of the world, the idol of children all over America. Because of this, we have asked Joe to speak to children everywhere tonight as he recites part of The Night Before Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, America's former heavyweight champion, Joe Louis.
It was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hanging by the chimney with care, and hope that St. Nick soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their bed, while vision of sugar plum dancing in their head. When out on the lawn that arose such a clatter, I sprung from my bed to see what was the matter. I saw a little old driver so lively and quick. I knew in a minute it must be St. Nick. More rapidly than eagle, his reindeer they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dashing, now Dancing, now Prancing and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nick came with a bounce. He spoke not a word, but went straight to wake and filled all the stocking, then turned with a jerk. He sprung to his sleigh, and his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like down on a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Thanks very much. Good luck and good night, Joe Louis. Reel four, profile of a Christmas greeting. Each year at Christmas time, we've told you a special Christmas story, and so tonight, in response to many, many requests, here is our annual Christmas story, a story that apparently many of you come to look forward to each year. This is the story of a prize fighter named Swifty Edwards. Swifty Edwards was once a good fighter, but by 1926, Swifty Edwards was all washed up. He was now just a human punching bag. No fight promoter wanted any part of him. However, several days before Christmas, in the year 1926, Swifty Edwards went from one fight promoter to another trying to get a fight. He had no money and Christmas was coming. Each Christmas, Swifty had always given his wife a new dress. Well, there'd be no new dress for Christmas this year if Swifty didn't soon get a fight. Finally, Swifty reached the end of his rope. He went to a crooked fight promoter, and he did get a fight. He got a fight by agreeing to throw that fight, and for agreeing to throw that fight, he was to be paid $30 in advance. Swifty was ashamed to tell his wife. Instead, he tried to act enthusiastic as he said to her,
"Gee, honey, I got a fight. Boy, will I murder this guy. He's a cinch for me. Look, I got the money in advance. $30. Here, honey, is your Christmas present. Get yourself a new dress."
On Christmas Eve, Swifty climbed through the ropes to fight his first crooked fight. And in the second round, as he'd agreed to, he went down and he was counted out. Swifty dressed quickly to go home. It was Christmas Eve, but as he entered his shabby home, his wife met him at the door, her face twisted with grief.
Swifty, what happened?
For a moment, Swifty didn't answer, and then he spoke.
"Never mind, honey. It's Christmas. Let's be happy. May I see your new dress?"
Swifty's wife looked up at him as she said,
"I took that $30 you gave me, Swifty, but I didn't buy a new dress. I wanted to give you a Christmas present, too. You said you'd win, so I bet the $30 on you to win. Now we've got nothing."
However, Swifty did have something left, for Swifty had a friend named Jimmy DeSalvio is also a prize fighter. Jimmy DeSalvio, far better known in New York City as Jimmy Kelly. This was the same Jimmy Kelly who later was to become New York's most famous nightclub operator. In fact, one of New York's best-known nightclubs still bears his name. And it was in this nightclub that Jimmy Kelly introduced a girl named Ellen McKay to a boy named Irving Berlin. Irving Berlin fell in love with Ellen McKay, so much in love that Ellen McKay's father took her to Europe. Irving Berlin was lonesome. He loved her very much. That's why one day he called her on the transatlantic telephone and he said,
"Hello, Ellen. This is Irving. Say, Ellen, I've just written a song. It says what's in my heart. Listen, It goes like this.
All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, a ring, a ring.
That did it. Ellen McKay took the next boat home, and she married Irving Berlin. And on the day they were married, he wrote her another song. A song that says,
I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always.
Irving Berlin made that song come true. He and Ellen McKay have been married 22 years now, happily married, and that's why now we know it's
not for just an hour, not for just a day. Not for just a year, but always.
But there's still more to this story. For one day after Irving Berlin and Ellen McKay were married, they were out in sunny California. It was December. December, and yet the sun was shining and it was warm. So warm in sunny California that December day that Irving Berlin and his wife were sitting alongside a swimming pool when Irving Berlin said,
"Hi. Remember Jimmy Kelly, the ex-prize fighter who introduced us? Well, you know, I was just thinking of him. He's back east where there's snow and it's cold. And you know, every Christmas time, that's where I want to be. It doesn't seem like Christmas without snow.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas."
It was at that moment that Irving Berlin composed his famous song, "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas." A song that even though it was written beside a swimming pool in sunny California, still says, Reel 5, Arthur Gary.
For a shave that is a shave, really slick, really smooth, really comfortable, try Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Remember, there's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. And here's why.
Because it's white and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy heavy creams. There's no matting down, there's no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
See for yourself how different Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream is. Notice how that light, fine texture wilts the toughest whiskers. How smooth and slick it makes your shave. And how comfortable it leaves your face.
Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless tomorrow. If after 1 week you're not completely satisfied, then just mail a carton top back to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. And Colgate will send you $1. You can't beat that offer and you can't beat those shaves. Remember, there's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back same time, same station, speaking from Dallas, Texas, with a special New Year's program. And our guest in Dallas will be the famous singing star of stage, screen, and radio, Mr. Morton Downey. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, till next Friday night at this very same time, when we greet you from Dallas, Texas, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good, good night from New York.
Colgate Shave Cream Mandelstern with stories rare. So I'll take Bill's advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream Mandelstern.
Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to listen tomorrow night over the same NBC network to the Colgate Hour of Fun. Yes, fun for the whole family with a day in the life of Dennis Day, followed by the hilarious Judy Canova Show. Because tomorrow is Christmas Eve, both programs will be special Christmas broadcasts. The Bill Stern Show tonight was transcribed and came to you from New York.
Hear the new Mindy Carson Show tonight on NBC.